The economic downturn has hit the builders of homes and condominiums hard. Unemployment in the construction trades tops 25%. Still, one sector is hot. Large apartment complexes are taking shape, including on the Metro Milwaukee landscape. WUWM's Bob Bach reports on the factors fueling the trend.
In the Milwaukee area, more than 1,000 apartments have opened or are planned. Projects range from a 30-story high-rise called the Modern in downtown Milwaukee to a low-rise, mixed-use complex for Shorewood. Mike Fabishak of the Associated General Contractors, a trade group for local builders, says the market for multifamily rental housing in the last 5 years has been remarkable.
Some of that construction, however, was built as condominiums, and because of the mortgage crisis we had a few years ago, their capacity for people to want to buy them changed, and as a result, many of those same condominiums are now apartments.
One developer that has sought to capitalize on the rental trend is the Mandel Group. Spokesman Dick Lincoln says it's going full blast with apartment construction, including on Milwaukee's east side and in the Third Ward.
At the north end, the first phase, over three-quarters of our residents were new to living in the downtown. They moved here from not only from other parts of the metropolitan area, but from out of state, people moving into the city who want to live downtown.
Location is also a key ingredient for the Enclave, a four-story apartment under construction in Wauwatosa. Ryan Schultz of HSI Development says it's selected 62nd and State because it's in the center of Milwaukee's employment sector.
We're within a close proximity to the research park, medical campus. We'll be able to draw professional employees from the Brookfield market, from the downtown market. So although it's a different community, we really consider ourselves the suburban-urban alternative to downtown living.
Much of the apartment construction locally has caught the eye of young professionals. In fact, people age 40 and under comprise the majority of tenants in several new buildings. Ryan Weimer moved from West Bend to an apartment complex at Pleasant and Water in Milwaukee a couple of months ago. We caught up with him during a lunch hour break from work. He loves the location of his new place.
I work at Northwestern Mutual downtown. You know, it's like a 15, 20-minute walk. My girlfriend is right by her school, pretty close to where she works as well. So we're pretty centrally located, and a lot of our friends are in this area as well.
Developers say home ownership is not as attractive to many younger people as was the norm a generation ago. Another group of new renters are lifelong home owners, according to John Stiebel, Community Development Director in West Allis.
West Allis, being an older community, has a large number of seniors that live here. And fortunately, the people that live in West Allis want to stay in West Allis. And so the market study indicated a huge demand for senior housing, and we're just trying to help the people that have built this city stay in the city into their golden years.
Stiebel says the community has sited hundreds of senior living apartments on old remediated industrial land. Increased demand is not the sole reason why apartment construction here is booming. Another driver is financing. Rose Oswald Poles of the Wisconsin Bankers Association says lenders are demanding that developers meet stringent new requirements, such as higher down payments and more pre-lease contracts. So lately, apartments can be an easier sell.
That's certainly in part because of the regulatory scrutiny that financial institutions are under as a result of the housing crisis and economic recession that we've all just experienced. So we are being more cautious in making loans to make sure that, you know, it's a project that looks like it has strong potential.
In addition, there is a lack of funds available for many would-be home buyers, according to Ryan Schultz of HSI Development. And he says factors such as career demands, relocations, will likely continue making apartment living an attractive housing option.
What we have discovered, and I think other developers within the community would agree with, is that there's been a philosophical change in how people view the investment of their home and their living situation.
So where is the current apartment boom headed? Schultz and other developers we spoke with don't foresee the supply of apartments here outpacing demand anytime soon. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.